with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Welcome back. This is the Grilling Guys. We are going jobless today again. Our partner is down in the dumps. I just left his house and brought him some meds. And the boy's on the road to recovery, but he better be ready for what a lot of us have gone through this year, because these colds this year, they're something special.
Well, I think it's been the weather, you know. It's like our ice. It comes and goes and comes and goes and comes and goes. And that's really hard on your body, that, you know, your body gets conditioned to cold weather and it wants to stay cold.
Yeah.
We're Michiganders. We need a little snow.
Yeah, and it got cold early this last winter, and then it kind of warmed up. But I burnt through a lot of wood still. I have about a month's worth of wood left, and that'll be just about right. This will be the first year, Chaz, that I've ever made it through the whole winter with the wood I've cut. So my wife sends me things from time to time, bless her heart. And I didn't spell it right, thanks, Chaz. But it's called a braided loin, I believe. And there's this guy, like a dad at the grill or something on Facebook and maybe YouTube. But cool guy. And he takes a full pork loin. The ones you buy in the store are a half a pork loin. They're actually twice as long as that. I bought a few and I was shocked at how big they were. But he takes all the skin off the outside, any fat and membrane, trims it up nicely. And then if you take one end of it and you take like a fillet knife, and if you think of that whole big piece going down, if you're going to put two cuts in that thing to make three pieces out of it, because what you're going to do is actually take those strands and you're going to braid them like a braid of hair. But before he does that, that's what she said. He puts his favorite rub on there, and then he braids them.
She was glad of that.
And smokes them. And it's just cool looking. I'm thinking there's other things you could probably braid in there. I was thinking like cheese and spinach, or I don't know, something to give it a little more color. But it's just a very cool presentation. If nothing else, when you're done, you've got this giant braided piece of meat on the cutting board.
We should talk to Brian and get some grape leaves. Those would go great in there with some garlic.
Ah, I've got jars of them in my house.
Yeah. That could be great in that braid. That
make
sounds
a little,
very interesting.
Make a little Syrian dish out of it, huh?
Oh, Syrian, little Greek.
Syrians at the smoker. So anyway.
Curl it around on the big green egg.
I got to looking at that. Yeah, you could. You could make a wreath out of it.
That would be quite the presentation on your charcuterie board.
Yes. So I got to looking at pork loin, and you know how you go down a path and you just
get in a groove.
Hit one thing after another. And it made me think of like the first time I ever smoked a loin. I had my store, and I was just starting to sell Primo Grills. 20 years ago, maybe. And I wasn't much of a smoker. I liked it, but I had a long way to go. This was in, I'm going to say, 2002, maybe. And George, the owner of Primo, came up and did a demo for a few of us. Really nice guy, speaking of Greeks. He was Greek, still is, but he sold the company to somebody. I don't know, Primo Grills, beautiful American-made ceramic oval. And he took a pork loin and smoked it on that Primo for, I'm going to say, about 2 hours. And that was the first time I had ever had a truly great piece of smoked pork. Because it was such a beautiful loin, and he had penetrated smoke ring that was almost half the loin. You know, that pink ring went really deep. And it was because of the pressure in a ceramic Kamado cooker. But I remember biting it and looking at this guy thinking he was like a Greek god. It's like, what did you do? And he was just laughing. And that's when I really got hooked on smoking. And it was with Primo. Funny, just a little memory there that kind of forgot the first time I really got into smoking, but that was it. So it made me think of all the progress that I've made in smoking pork loin or pork chops, because we've all screwed up so many pieces of meat. Did you ever do a pork chop on the grill?
Oh, I remember when I first got my grill, and I had run over to the market and buy some pork chops just so I could test the brand new grill
right.
that I had just installed.
Was it gas?
Natural gas.
Yep.
And I turned it on into high and burned all the oil off it, you know, to clean it up.
Seasoned it.
And I said, I need something with good fat content to start on there to get some flavor going, because I just want to smell this thing.
Savory.
And I burnt those things to shoe leather because I had no idea the power of that grill and the heat that it could kick out.
Right.
And I hadn't, you know, it's first day, didn't know how to control
it. Who hasn't been there?
And, you know, a lot of those, this is a Weber with 8 burners. I turned them on.
Wow.
And that thing holds heat forever, and you throw a couple of.
Here's 600 degrees.
Yeah, a little Meyer thin pork chops on
so
there.
So those, yeah, they're like stickers.
Yeah, they're not a Tim 1-pounder here.
No.
These were thin, and I hadn't brined them or anything. There was no mercy, no safety net. They just went crisp.
I think of the first gas grill I got. My brother gave me an old grill because it didn't work, and I had it fixed in like minutes. There was really nothing wrong with it. It was kind of ratty and old, filthy. So I cleaned it up. You know, dude, what you do when you get something used, just like a car, detailed it out, and got it working. It's like, because I was dead set against gas. This was in the 90s, and I'm like, no way, that ain't right. And I got that thing working, and I thought, that's kind of cool. It's handy to have something that'll heat up real quick. And so my wife, bless her heart, she brought home a set of ribs, and she said, do it, honey. And I did. I put some salt and pepper on those ribs, and I threw them on that grill, and they were black as coal and tough as heck. And we tried eating them. And finally, after a couple of ribs, she just said, I'm sorry, I can't do this. I said, no, I can't either.
No, it is a learning process with every new grill. And I've been there with those old ones. You remember over the brewery, we used to get recycled grills all the time.
They still got a few of them over there.
And, you know, they last. Somebody gets done with them, and we rebuild them and use them for 3-4 years until they completely rust away.
Yeah, you just give them to somebody like Greenville Steel and let them press them.
But we did a lot of great cooking on those things, and there's a lot to be said for being able to instant on. Now, if you got Saturday, bust out the stick burner or the charcoal, get your nice lump out.
Yep.
Really get into it and enjoy the day.
And that, you know, speaking of lump, I was thinking about doing the show all on lump because I'm discovering so many new brands of lump charcoal. There's a lot of them out there.
Yeah, I was noticing them. I was at Tractor Supply the other day. They had 4 or 5 brands.
Well, I was
usually that's not the place where I'd look.
Right. I have the Home Depot app on my phone, and I was looking at that. And I'm getting a signal. Are we done here? Oh, Conrad, what did we do?
We were having fun.
We were. Okay, so in the next segment, we won't talk about loin unless Tim Sobey wants to, but we're going to talk with our longtime sponsor and great friend, Tim Sobey from Sobey Meats in Grand Rapids. We're going to be right back.